If you are opposed to GMOs, then you must also be opposed to the transgender indoctrination of children. And here's why. Those who oppose GMOs, and I'm one of those who opposes the open pollination of genetically engineered plants, we say it's not right to alter these seeds in artificial ways. It's not natural. It's not the way Mother Nature intended. But many of the very same people who also say that, they seem to have no regard for human seeds, which is human genes. So they say, gosh, it's wrong to alter plant seeds. We have to respect the seeds, respect Mother Nature, conserve the genetic material of the seeds, let the plants grow naturally. But then they come to human children and they're like, assault them with chemical puberty blockers. Force their gene expression to change. Have them undergo radical surgical procedures to maim their reproductive organs. These are the same people. And it really leads you to understand that many of these people, when they're speaking out against GMOs, they're not doing so for any rational reason. They don't actually have a philosophy that says respect Mother Nature. If they did, they wouldn't be in favor of transgender children. Because there's nothing more unnatural than taking a biological male child and then trying to brainwash him into thinking that he's a little girl, and then hit him with puberty blocking chemicals, which, by the way, are chemical castrators. It's the same kind of chemicals that are court ordered against violent sex offenders. That is more insidious and more dangerous than genetically engineered crops. We're talking about the virtual genetic modification, you could say, of human children. Even though their genes aren't being modified, it's this virtual modification of their chromosomes by altering their gender expression through an assault of chemical violence. So how can you have a person who is opposed to Monsanto, opposed to GMOs, but says, oh, let's chemically castrate our children and alter their chromosome expression and pump them full of the wrong hormones in total violation of Mother Nature, and say, that's good, that's tolerant? You see, it comes down to something called philosophical consistency. If you really believe in free speech, let's say, then you believe in free speech, even for those with whom you disagree. If you don't believe in free speech, then you pick and choose, and you hide behind the label of free speech. You claim to support it like Mark Zuckerberg does, but you really don't. So when it comes to GMOs and transgenderism, you either support Mother Nature's genetic integrity, or you don't. You can't have it both ways. If genetically altering crops is bad, then a virtual genetic altering or chromosome altering of the gene expression of your children is also bad. It's child abuse. Reminds me of the drug thalidomide, and this was a morning sickness anti-nausea drug that was prescribed to pregnant women because Big Pharma, of course, needed a way to make money off of every symptom that every pregnant woman experiences. Turns out the drug caused children to be formed during gestation without arms and legs. And so these children were born like that. Well, what's going to happen to all the children who are being chemically maimed today? I have to wonder, 15, 20 years later, as these children grow up and they find that they have exploding rates of cancer and heart disease, and that they have been maimed by not only their parents, but by their doctors and the drug companies whose toxic chemicals are being used now to commit these atrocities against children. I gotta wonder if these children are going to file a class action lawsuit against doctors, against drug companies, against hospitals, clinics, maybe even against their own parents. Because this is organized child abuse. This is the chemical mutilation of children. Today, the entire left-wing media, all the progressives, all the culture, the TV shows, it's all celebrating this chemical castration of children. This is the mantra of the day because society has gone insane. I support life. I am pro-life in the greatest sense of the term, not just about abortion, but about all life. I protect the diversity and the sustainability of life. And yet these radical left-wing transgender pushers, they are creating sterile children. These children, most of them will not be able to reproduce. This is a crime against humanity and a crime against children, and it's all packaged as being woke and progressive. You know, we live in a country where you can be arrested as parents for not vaccinating your children. Think about that. Medical kidnapping. They will take your child, they'll arrest you, Child Protective Services will be all over you. It's sick. Maybe it's time to protect the sanctity of life in all its forms. Plants, animals. If you think that it's wrong to kill animals, maybe it's wrong to murder babies as they're being born, i.e. infanticide, abortion, which is what the left pushes all the time. That's what leftism is. It is mass mental illness, the kind of criminal illness that indicates the sickness of society, the mass hallucination, the pushing of transgenderism onto children, the pedophilia, the drag queen story hour. And this is happening in your public libraries, by the way. They don't want to see any child having reproductive organs that are left unmaimed. They are about castrating the boys and making the girls infertile. This is an assault on humanity. It is demonic. It's beyond just Sodom and Gomorrah. This is a demon infestation of the radical left to destroy humanity and destroy life. And they are succeeding wildly because most people are too spiritually weak to stand for anything. And if you don't stand for the life of a child, then what the hell do you stand for? And the answer should be self-evident. Thank you for watching. If you want to support our mission, visit us at healthrangersstore.com for the world's largest selection of lab-verified superfood and nutritional products for healthy living. It's at healthrangersstore.com.